best, baby, what is your type? When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night. In the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches going to tear. This real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Come on, come on. Keep going.
It doesn't hit them, but they hit it hard.
Yeah, it's
goes away after a second.
Yeah. All right, shit, baby. Welcome back to another N85 podcast. It's your boy AZ, aka Daddy's D. And to my motherfucking right, we got Austin FC. Y'all know what it stands for.
6-3.
And the special guest of this episode, bro, it's been 2 years since I've seen this fucking sexy face. It's your boy Gio, Neo Gio, Optic Gio. What's up, my brother?
How are you?
It feels. OG surreal, coming back.
Dude, it's been 2 years, bro. This is like an OG. It's like, you know, those episodes when all the Power Rangers come together all in one?
Yeah.
This is it. Season 1, 2, and 3 all together. And what's up, everybody, in the chat? If you guys are watching from YouTube, you guys can watch this podcast done live on the TikTok just like these guys are. I appreciate you guys for being here, man. Hit that fucking like button. All right. We're going to get into the Wisdom Wednesday today. And I'm kind of halfway not going to freestyle this.
Okay.
But, today's Wisdom Wednesday is kind of like a story arc of our friendship.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? Right. And it comes with a nice little thing at the end. So, I had came to a realization, right? After, you know, these past 2 years that we haven't, you know, spoken to each other and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I had came to a realization, like, you know, it started hitting me. It started like, damn, this guy was my boy. This guy was my brother. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like I was saying, okay, we got a little technical difficulty, but it's all good. I got to a point where I was like, dude, this friendship has some sort of value. And I had to look myself in the mirror and be like, time to apologize. And that's what I did. I went up to him like a man and no pride. Like, the best thing you could do as a grown adult is to kill that ego, kill that pride. That'll keep you from, you know, holding on to friendships that are definitely worth it. That'll keep you from, you know, moving forward in life. If you constantly hold pride and constantly hold ego, like, it's going to hold you back from truly, like, getting somewhere, you know, with something, a friendship, life, job, anything like that. So I apologized to him, said, yo, I could have handled something this and this better, you know. And I think what you can take from this is that it's very crucial to know when you should be the one to step up and apologize. I think a lot of people have a hard time with apologizing, with, you know, owning up to things, with, and like we said the last time, you know, like looking yourself in the mirror and like truly seeing like what kind of person you have been. And then, like, seeing what kind of person you want to be, you know? So then, like, you know, we rekindled our friendship, and here we are, bro. 2 years
I'm more impressed, like, it happened. Like, my question to you, like, I know it worked out and everything, but what if I didn't respond? What if it just...
So I texted Austin. I was like, dude, I've been, like... And to get even deeper, bro, you know how much the friendship meant to me, bro? I had, like, a dream about him, and, like, it was just us, like, chilling, like, literally like this. I had a dream, and, like, a wet dream had
the Diddy dreams, okay.
And I was like, I woke up and like, I, you know, I just felt like off the whole day. I was like, fuck. And so I texted Austin. I was like, bro, because I didn't have your number. I did have your number, but I didn't know if like it was a different
right.
guy, right?
Right. Yeah.
I was like, yo, do you have his number, bro? Let me like hit him up and shit. And then I was going back and forth with him. I was like, dude, do you think he's gonna reply? Like, do you think he's like gonna be upset? And then Austin just said like, yo, only you know him. You know him best. And I was like, fuck, I think he would. I think he would reply. I think he'd at least hear me out, and then, you know, we'll see from there. You know, we'll see what we're going to take it from there. So that's when I hit the text. Yeah. So when you got the text, what did you think?
I mean, I was like, I think I was cleaning or doing something. I was like, because I have your name, Aunt, like an aunt, and then Zam. And I was like, there's no way am I reading that, right?
Yeah, there's no way it's
there's him. No way. That's the last person I thought that would text me. I like, I don't know her. And I was just reading it. And I mean, I took a second to like realize like what was happening like here. Right. So. But eventually I was like, I know, it seemed like you changed. It seemed like.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm in a whole different, you know, spot in life. You know, that's kind of where I told him. I was like, my life now is like very, very different. So, you know, that could be anybody. You know, if you guys like have somebody or like, you know, a mom, a brother, somebody that, you know, you can rekindle with and it truly means something to you, like do it. You know, don't have that pride. Don't have that ego, like. Life is short, bro, and you would definitely like kick yourself and be like upset with yourself if you didn't, if you didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get into the fucking Peso Pluma recap, brother. That shit was amazing. That 10 is. Out of 10 experience.
Yes, like, that was the best concert I've ever been to.
I've ever. Me too. Mm-hmm. Retweet 1,000 times, bro. Like, yeah. I cannot, like, put it into you, like, the words. Like, the money was worth it. If you guys, like, and this man is planning to go again, bro.
Yes, I was going to get into that. Like, it was so good. I want to go again. He's going to be in Tampa and on October 16th. Which is a Wednesday, but you know, I got that PTO, so I think it's worth it. I'm trying to find some, you know, work things out and try to go.
So again, if anybody's trying to go with Austin, let him know, yes, bro. Y'all can pull up and have a good time. It was 1,000% worth it. Just Millie said he brought some good people out. That is definitely true, bro. Like,
we're respecting Lil Baby, but it's okay. You know, we got Gucci Mane, we got
We Sex had the whole Red. Row laughing because I was like, we want Lil Baby.
Yeah.
And then they were laughing. So yeah, we got a fucking suite. Like, if y'all saw the last podcast, like the title was $10,000 suite. We had a whole suite, bro. Drinks included. It had Topgolf. It had food, bro. It was just amazing. The vibes were spectacular. Like the view was fantastic. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think the suite was worth it. If you guys like ever get the chance to like, you know, get a suite and like have all your friends pitch in and shit like that. It's always amazing if you go to these things with a bunch of people that are like on your vibe, that are there to have fun, dude. And you know, we were playing the Topgolf, and then me and Austin just began drinking right away, bro. Them shots were just being poured left and right. That lady, she knew us, bro.
Yeah. I had to introduce myself. Like, you're gonna see me a lot around here. My name is Austin.
We took like a solid. What did you think? What's the shot count?
The throughout the whole night, it was minimum for me at least 15.
Minimum. Dude, 15 shots.
You know, counting the pregame and counting, you know.
Oh, the whole night. Okay. Yeah. I think minimum I'm about 15. There. Yeah, like a nice 13, 12.
Because I had
think.
Like two or three cups of double shots. Like two, you know, that's like six shots right there. So, and we also took hella singles.
Yeah, and me and Austin, I want to put it out there that I think me and Austin are the go-to like concert goers. Like, we don't hold back. We're not too cool to have fun, bro. We were over there jumping. We were over there, like, singing our heart out, bro. I was over here grabbing him. Crazy. We were singing to each other. That makes the experience 10,000 times better, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go with somebody that is genuinely on the same vibe, like, and like we said.
And we don't have to be in the suite. Like, we could be at the top row, and we still having the time of our lives, you know, jumping, singing, vibing, drinking.
Yeah, definitely. It makes
how long was the concert for?
It was a fucking long concert. So if you are genuinely not like a fan, it might have felt like forever. But like, we were like fans.
Yeah.
So for us, like, we could have been there for another 2 hours and that would have been straight, bro. Like, it was like
3 hours.
He came out at 9 and it ended like at midnight.
Yeah, like 3 hours.
So 3 hours, yeah. 3 hours of just straight singing and shit.
Straight
like that.
Bangers.
Straight bangers after bangers. It was awesome. But then after the concert, where did it go from there, Austin? I know that your story picks up there. I went home. I took my ass to sleep, son.
So, yeah, Chewy had planned an after party, right, which is walking distance, which is great. It was less than 5 minutes. So after the concert, I was already, you know me, I'm already at a minimum, at least an 8 out of 10.
Jesus,
I was
up there. Bro.
I don't remember saying bye to Anthony or Jackie, but yeah.
Dude, so when we were leaving, right, I was about to head out. We were about to leave the suite and shit. And I look back to see if Austin's behind me. And Austin's over there, like, with Chewy. And Chewy's getting lit during the fucking revival.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, this is about to lead somewhere. And then I give him the yo, I'm out. And he was like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, I know he's staying. I was like, no problem, brother.
Yeah, so we were walking towards, me and Chewy were walking towards the after party. And I meet these girls. Like, they're just walking. I don't think they're going to the after party. They're going to, you know, back to their hotel from the concert. And yeah, I just see these girls and I don't know what it is about drunk Austin, dude. Like, this whole time I was sober, these last 2 months, I had gotten no action. Zero action at all. And it's not like I was looking for either, you know. I was really focusing on my grind or whatever. But, you know, just one night of drinking, one night, that's all it takes, dude. I ended up kissing a girl that night.
The aura shoots to 1,000, level 1 billion. Rizzler Austin.
Yeah, so I did the same thing I did to Chewy. I did to you when I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go with these girls and you can just go to the after party.
Right.
So I guess I was expecting to get more, right? Because it was me and then the girl that I kissed and then her two friends, but they had a guy in a hotel, like just one hotel, one room.
So feels like Cancun all over again, brother.
Yeah, so we had so I was just walking towards the hotel, you know, you know, hoping this leads to somewhere. And we get to their hotel and they're like, okay, bye. And I was like, no.
I got dubbed, bro.
And then luckily, Chewy gave me like his location, so I knew how to get myself back to the after party. But at that point, it was getting kind of late. It was already must have been like 1:20, 1:30. I think it closed like at 2 or something.
Yeah,
that after party. So yeah, I ended up finding the after party. Like, it was at a hotel, but I couldn't get in. Like, I could not find it. I found one entrance, but like the doors were just like locked. I could not get in, and I was like, bruh. So I tried calling Chewy. I'm like, yo, please come get me. But he never answered. His phone had died. So I was just sitting on the steps looking like a weirdo, looking, you know, just all
depressed,
sad.
Yeah, depressed, blue balls.
Yeah, bro. But I end up seeing like some other people going like around the hotel, like to a different entrance. And I eventually ended up finding the entrance. So I just walked in. I asked the worker, yo, I'm trying to find this after party. He's like, yeah, go ahead, go to the 11th floor. I was like, I bet. I went up there and, you know, you get out the elevator and then you go open the door to get inside. So I get to opening the door and there's like a bouncer there. And he's like, they're not letting in people anymore. You need a wristband to get in here. And I was like, oh, fuck. And he was like, wait, are you Austin?
That's
and
what I was saying,
and
son.
And I was like, yeah, that's me, bro. And it actually turned out to be my cousin, a very distant cousin of mine. I know him. We spent a lot of
time. Dude, the coincidence is insane.
Look, like the whole time he was talking to me and I was like giving him, I was like, is this who I think it is? And then eventually, like, are you Austin? And I was like, yeah, that's me. He's like, okay, wait here. I'm going to get you a wristband. I was like, let's go.
That's
so he got me in, bro. But like, by the time I get in, though, it was already like the last 15, 20 minutes. And I was lit, so I just went straight to the bar, but that shit was packed. And I tried to get a drink, and I couldn't because, you know, it was just the last 15, 20 minutes. I was just waiting in line, and you just see the lights turn on. That means the fucking night is over or whatever. I was like, bruh. So I ended up missing the after party, but the concert itself was amazing. It was lit.
Yeah, for sure. It was 10 out of 10, bro. Mm-hmm. Great experience. If anybody wants to go, like I said, Austin's available.
Yes.
Go to Tampa or Miami.
Tampa, most likely.
Tampa, most likely.
For the pockets. Saving the pockets.
Okay, so let's move on to our next segment. Like we said, this is why we all dressed up looking fucking fresh as shit.
Type.
It is my birthday episode. Mm-hmm. Y'all wish me a happy birthday, please. It means a lot.
30 years old.
No. So bust out the cake.
Oh, we're doing that right now.
Yeah.
Okay, bet.
Okay, so we got a segment. And this is one, if you've been on TikTok, you've probably seen the segment. It's called the Hear Me Out Cake. And we're going to do it on the podcast. Yeah. So basically, the objective that we got to do right now is that we got each three characters or something of that sort that we want to pitch to you guys. Hear me out.
Hear me out, cake.
That they're fucking attractive for some sort of reason.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to go ahead and start
first? Let me take a look at my picks here.
So we all got three. This is going to be hilarious,
bro.
You
got five.
I got five just in case we like got the same ones.
Oh, okay.
Let me look. Well, I'm gonna start. All
right, I'm gonna start with this one. I already know which one this one is.
I gotta admit though, one of mine is like attractive.
I'm gonna start off with this.
Minus two. Yeah.
I'm gonna start off with the certified baddie.
Oh. Okay, so you're starting off?
I'll start it off.
Okay, Austin, go ahead.
We're gonna start off with, please look away, guys.
Here we go. Hear me out, cake. We're going.
We're going with, I think this is Nala from The Lion King.
Oh, Nala, brother.
Did y'all choose
She's
that?
The original MILF, bro.
Yes. Nala, Lion King.
That's
I don't
what
think
I'm
you
saying.
Got a lot to say. Actually, I'm gonna
Wait,
pass
is that
to
you?
Mom.
Yeah, that's the mom.
No, that was Simba's girl.
Simba's girl. Okay.
Simba's girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay. I'm gonna pass it to you because you're like there, and you just stick.
Oh, we're doing one, one, one. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right there.
I think that's good.
Okay.
So my first one. This is a classic.
Oh, everyone I forgot to show the TikTok live.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my first. I'm gonna show the TikTok first.
Yeah.
I don't know. As a little kid, like you just watch TV shows and you see, oh, like. The female character, you're like, she's cute. You have a crush on her.
Yeah, okay.
So my first one is Sandy.
Oh, Sandy Cheeks,
Sandy
bro.
Cheeks, okay.
And there's a reason that there's cheeks on there, son.
Yeah, so this is my first one.
I get that.
Okay, that's cool.
You guys get that one?
Yeah.
You know, she's different without her whole body, her whole
astronaut
suit on.
Yeah, when she took off her suit off, I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
And she looks different on land, too.
Okay,
Anthony, what's up?
So my first one is Azula.
Okay.
From Avatar, bro.
Okay.
And now listen. It's not what she looks like. It's how fucking crazy she is. This is when I knew that I was addicted to the crazy. When I saw this as a kid and I was like, I want one like that. And that's why my wife now is as crazy as this one.
Wow.
So that's why we got her up on here. You know, I think I have a type and that's my type, bro. Like going crazy. Like at the end, did y'all see the end? When she like completely lost her mind.
She was like crazy, right?
Dude, I was stroking my shit at 12 years old, bro. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Now this one, guys, please just hear me out, all right? Just hear me out. We're going with Viper from Kung Fu Panda. go ahead and show them.
She's gonna wrap around your dick like a bacon fucking hot
take
dog.
My oxygen away.
All right, what are we saying? What are we saying, chat? Valid? W or L?
Well, that's the Furious Five.
Well, okay.
I feel like the Tigers. Can you put this on the?
I got you.
I feel like the Tiger one was like more obvious type.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She was like,
oh, she's certified. Like, yeah.
Okay. Take it away, Gio. Let's see what you got.
Well, I knew this was going to happen.
No fucking way, bro.
I got the same one.
I thought the same exact thing. This is why I thought, I was like, obviously my wife is a little bit crazy. And I was like,
that's
this is a perfect
hilarious,
character.
Bro.
I swear we got the
I did
same
not
one.
Think that anybody was going to get her, bro.
That is fucking insane,
bro.
I was going to get her friend, the one that does the circus.
Ty Lee. Dude,
like,
I thought
nah.
about that too. No, I like the serious one. The serious one would have been next for me.
May.
Okay, wait. This one is... Okay. Here we go. Next up. Y'all ready for this one, bro? This one, I was in elementary school, and this took over everything, bro. This was the first, like, viral thing that everybody was watching.
I swear to everybody.
From Total Drama. Yeah. Total Drama Island, bro. Yeah, we got Gwyn next up, bro. Dude, I think, like, whenever it comes to cartoons and shit like that, people like the gothy kind of look, like the bad boy. You know, like,
the
her
emo?
Man?
Yeah.
The guy with the mohawk and shit. Like, all the girls liked him because, like, they just like the bad boy kind of look. It's the same thing. Everybody likes like the bad girl kind of vibes and shit like that. She was like cool. You know what I'm saying? So hear me out on that one. Austin, take it away, brother.
Hear me out. I like them a little older. You know what I'm saying? We going up next. Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle
from Magic School.
That's what we saying, bro. Ms. What y'all Frizzle. Saying about this? Austin, shit. You good?
I know that kitty magical, baby. Come on.
What about her is attractive to you, brother?
I like the older women.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just the fact that she's like a little older and wiser, older, you know what I'm saying? She's a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think
all the school trips.
She's a little silly. I like that.
Yeah.
I like how she dresses.
Okay, Gio.
Mm-hmm. All right, hear him out. Like, I'm doing the chat a favor and everyone watching.
Okay.
I know someone was thinking about this, at least. You know, as a little kid, when you start noticing a girl's body and you see this mom.
I already know who it is, brother.
Who is it?
This is the most,
Miss Incredibles.
Yeah.
Dude. Come on. It's a classic.
It's the classic, bro. You cannot have a Hear Me Out cake without Mrs. Incredible, bro. I feel like this one has to be on everybody's.
It has to be on here.
Yeah, bro. That's insane. All right. Hear me out.
Okay.
So I was scouring through the internet and shit like that. I was like, was I here looking nice? You know what I'm saying? And I came across an unorthodox picture. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to show you guys first.
What?
It's a thick-ass strawberry,
nah, bro.
Bro,
nah.
And let me tell you something. This strawberry can fucking get it, son. Hear me out, bro. We got to start looking at fruits differently, brothers.
What did you type in to find out? That's what I want to know. What did you type in into Google?
Thick-ass strawberry, brother.
I want to know what you typed in there.
Thick-ass strawberry.
And that's what we're saying. What we're saying, chat, W or L, bro?
I got some honorable mentions here. I got
I like the honorable mentions.
Okay. I think we can all agree. Avatar.
This is the new one.
Yeah, the new one.
I've heard her name.
Certified.
What's her name? We got this one. She was cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's certified.
All right. Miss Halle Berry.
Another mom on this one. Last one.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron. You know what's
crazy?
I would say this is an L.
Jimmy
bro.
Neutron's mom.
I think out of all the moms, dude, I think out of all the moms, tweaking. Jimmy Neutron's mom is on the lower one.
Nah.
What you saying, Gio?
Yeah, I like the Sheen's mom better.
Sheen's mom? I don't even remember what she looked like.
I have to see that, but I mean, all I got to say is I'm going to blast.
You know what I'm saying?
But yes, that is our Hear Me Out cake. Let us know if you agree, disagree.
For real.
Who would y'all put on here?
Yeah. And it was my birthday cake, guys. Look at that. What are we saying?
Which is the best?
You lost me at the strawberry, brother. Come on. Look at that fucking thick-ass strawberry, brother. You can't look at that strawberry and be like, that shit can get it, brother.
Azula Twice is crazy.
Yeah, Azula Twice is insane, bro. Yo, we addicted to that crazy, bro. So we got a new segment, Advice from Three Assholes, okay? So basically, I'm going to read off a story, and then we're going to give advice in the end. Somebody's needing some advice. Austin, back to sober. What's it looking like?
Back to sober.
Yeah, we made an excuse for Peso, bro. It has to be Peso. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so here we go. Oh, fuck. I didn't get the title, bro. All right, whatever.
It's all right.
Okay. I need some advice. My husband. Okay, fuck. I'm gonna start all over. I need some advice. My husband went skinny dipping with my best friend.
Oh,
okay.
Disgusting. Yesterday, my best friend came over to watch the UFC fight at our house. I think this was Sugar Sean losing, so they took double L on this one. Mm. My husband decided to smoke wings for dinner, so we were all sitting in our backyard, eating and watching TV. My friend and my husband bought a bottle of whiskey, ooh-hoo, earlier, and were drinking mixed drinks. But I was too tired and hungover from going out the previous day, so I wasn't drinking with them. So here is where the mess starts. They decided to make a bet on who was going to win the fight, the final fight. My husband proposes that the loser has to take a shot of whiskey and jump in the pool naked. Ooh. One of the bets was that if they both lose, I'm not sure how, yeah, then they would both jump in the pool naked. Now, like, let me tell y'all something. They were just trying to get in the pool naked, brother. Yeah. How does both people lose a UFC fight, right? You know what I'm saying? I asked, why does it have to be naked? But he ignored the question. This whole conversation happened an hour before the last fight. Shortly after the conversation, I had fell asleep and woke up around 1 a.m. because I heard the sound of splashing water. I opened my eyes and saw that my husband and my best friend are both skinny dipping in our pool. I got up and told him that it's late and I want to go to sleep and he should come with me. But he said he's not ready to go to sleep and wants to continue drinking and swimming in the pool. My best friend was asking me to join, even though she clearly knows that I am exhausted and don't want to drink. I declined the invitation and went back into the house and laid on the sofa because I didn't know what else to do. I was feeling very uncomfortable, but I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. And I was just hoping my husband would come back home and go to sleep with me. But that didn't happen. They proceeded to get wasted and swim naked till 3:30 a.m. When I saw him come to make another round of drinks for them, and this is where I lost it. I started yelling at him, saying that it's super fucked up that he thinks he can hang out all night butt naked in a pool with my best friend and get extremely wasted while his wife is sleeping by herself upstairs. I told him that I don't hang out with any of his friends naked in the pool and would never do anything like that. After that, I went to our bedroom and slammed my door. Shortly after, my best friend knocks on my door and asks what happened and if we can talk. I told her that it's inappropriate for them to hang out naked in the pool by themselves. This is when she said, well, but what about those times when we were skinny dipping all together? How's this any different? This is when I have to mention that we did skinny dipped a few times together. Once with a big group of people at my husband's birthday, and one time when we were on shrooms. This was a decision we made all together and everyone was on board. This time I did not give my consent, nor did anyone ask me if it was okay. They just both decided that since we've done this before, then there shouldn't be any issues with that. So I told her I didn't consent to them doing it without me and that if she doesn't understand why this is wrong, then I can't help her. She called me a hypocrite and left the room. I thought that my husband will come to bed after this fight, but instead he proceeded to hang out with my best friend and I found them sleeping on the same couch, opposite sides, and under the same blanket at 6:30 a.m. when I got up to get water. I don't know what time she left the house and I have no desire to talk to my husband. I just need some advice on what to do after. This is a fucked up situation, bro. That is insane. The fact that I feel like allowing it to happen before with friends, she opened up a door that she should have. Hold up. Never opened to begin with. Oh, hold up. Okay, let's break this down. Because we just have somebody say that it's kind of her fault. You're kind of alluding that it's her fault. But I don't think it is. Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You do some extravagant things and have fun with a group of friends. You know, if everybody's doing it and it's a group, it's not weird.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because like everybody's like on board with this shit. However, live visibility restricted.
Oh, the shot. It's
rated R.
Oh, motherfuckers.
The shot.
Rated it's all R. good.
They got you. Is this, you're still alive?
They got me with the shots. Yeah, we're still alive.
Okay.
Okay, so, but I feel like the fact that it's like that doesn't mean that they're allowed to then do it by themselves, bro. Right. Your husband and your best friend should not be in the fucking pool by themselves while you're upstairs naked. Sleeping, bro. Naked. Even without the naked part, I think just like simply like by themselves is still a little weird while you're sleeping. Because What are they doing? What are they talking about? What's like engaging right there? You know what I'm saying? That's really, really fucking weird. I would personally not do that shit. Like, as soon as my wife is out of there, I'm out of there too, bro. Like, I don't know. I think she needs to leave that man, bro. That man is clearly... he has some intentions, bro. Like, let's be honest. Like, he's not... he should have gone out, period. That's so weird. Yeah, that's true. I think he has some motives. I think he has, like, a little crush on the best friend. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, I think he's, like, just trying to see her body. He's trying to do everything other than sex that he can get away with. Okay. You know, viewing her body, being around her, maybe probably flirting and shit like that, you know, being fucking weird.
Because he's... You can definitely... I've never been skinny dipping, but I'm pretty sure you can see everything, right? Like, especially if the water's clear.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. Even if it's dark, I'm pretty sure, like...
Yeah, you see everything.
I mean, I feel like there's got to be, like, more... context, almost kind of like have she had like suspicious before with them too? Like maybe have they done some weird shit before? You know what I'm saying?
Because if this like first time,
this is the first time, then I'm not like I wouldn't break up with the husband just yet. But I'll be like I'll keep that you know I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
Let me switch it up on you, brother.
Okay.
Your wife goes skinny dipping with your best friend while you're asleep. How you feeling about that?
I'm leaving.
Then what the fuck, bro? How do you expect her?
That's a double standard, bro, because I'm a guy.
No, it's not a double standard, bro. This is not going to be fucked up. Correct. Yeah, leave her, bro.
That one's tough.
They're on some fucking weird shit, bro.
It's crazy. She wants advice. She needs a new husband. That's what she needs.
You need a new fucking husband. You need a new friend, bro. The fact that the friend got upset about that, like, because, dude, she has every right to be, like, upset.
Yeah.
Like, in no world would, like, you be like, why are you mad? Bro, what the fuck, bro? You skinny dipping my husband, bro? Hell no. She's seeing the wiener. That's the thing. Like, the best friend also wants to see the wiener. Because if not, they'd just be in there swimming by themselves. Why do they want to be naked and afraid?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck that shit, bro. What advice would y'all give to her other than leaving her husband? Have another talk with the best friend or have a talk with the husband, you know what I'm saying? Like
no, I think it's
what she did she do you think she fucked up by allowing the group thing at first? Did you think that she opened the door? Join. Somebody said join, bro.
I feel like she shouldn't have gone upstairs. Cause like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but she was tired. Like what can she do?
I mean, but like they made the bet, right? So did they say like she didn't wait for the result? I'm assuming.
No. She said she went to sleep before that, and she woke up at 1 a.m. because she heard the sounds of splashing.
But
and
still,
by
like,
splashing, she, this is the fucking sound she heard, bro.
But she still like knew the rule, or, like the forfeit. Like one of them was gonna get naked minimum, right? That was what she heard. So at that point, like either she didn't believe that it was gonna happen for real,
yeah.
Or she should have just been there. Like I probably would have been like, I want to see how this plays out. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. I'm not seeing shit, bro. Like, I'm be like, yo, that got me fucked up. What kind of shit is this,
bro?
You
think they would still get in together if she was still there? If she was still there, like...
I don't know.
That's what I would have done. I would have been, like, right there, right next to him. Just,
no, I think they still would have done it. I think they still would have done it because the thing is she's fully aware she was out there after a while and they still didn't come in. She said that he still didn't come in after that. So I think they wouldn't have given a fuck. I think they still would have jumped in. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell no. You got me fucked up, bro. Let's go ahead and go into the next segment. Austin, we got a Hinge update. And I know that everybody in the fucking chat is liking those fucking, is looking those Hinge updates.
Yeah, so.
I'm excited to see.
So you guys, if you guys watched the last episode, you guys remember those four or five girls I had mentioned earlier? Well, forget about them. Scratch them off. They don't matter anymore because... I end up getting more matches.
There goes my prize picks.
There goes my parlay.
Yep. Whoever you thought was going to win? No. I got more different girls, and I've already got a date, I think.
Set. No more Christy, no more Jennifer.
Yeah, yes.
No we've more. Hit the reset button.
Reset button.
And Austin says they're better.
Yes, like prettier. And the other ones, you know, I hit them up, the ones I talked to before, and they didn't respond.
So I guess to update the chat, go ahead and go through like their... Which one? You got like a top three right now? You got two? What's it looking like?
Yeah. Well, what does that say to you? This is like a little Hinge thing, but it says right here that I'm over the limit, which means I can't like any more people until I respond to all these other people.
Oh, shit, right,
I have to respond, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, yeah, like, the ones you're talking about to right now, what's it looking like?
The top, I say three.
So take us through the top three so the chat is familiar with these new ones, you know what I'm saying? We're going to read off some of the stats.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the one that's in the lead. The one that I'm going on a date with, actually.
Okay, so we got a fucking date set up, okay, bro. This is insane.
Her name is Vanessa. She's 26, woman, obviously, 5'1".
Okay, we got an older woman. Holy
shit. Yes, 26, shit. 26.
Any children?
No. Okay. No, doesn't have, no. Okay, let me show you. You can scroll down to see how she looks.
This is a Caucasian woman, brother.
She's Hispanic, actually.
Oh, shit, so you guys are in the same boat.
Type.
So this, okay, let me describe this type. Female for the chat. So she is
very pale.
Fucking, she looks like she belongs in Twilight, bro.
Oh,
pale
yeah,
as all hell. Mm-hmm. She has blonde hair. Just give me full on Austin vibes. Like she looks fully Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get along if you accept that I'm always right. Okay. Red flag, head ass. No, I'm just kidding.
And my simple pleasures, laughing.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, Austin. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
My life behind the scenes.
So okay, that's all I'm seeing right now. You know what I'm saying? Just a fairly just Caucasian woman. That's what I'm looking at, even though she's Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of Hispanic do you know?
What do you mean? What kind of?
Do you know what kind of Hispanic?
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I believe she is. I don't know if I asked her. No, I didn't ask.
Okay.
I did not ask her.
Now, let me put this out there right now.
The thing about me is I don't like to do too much talking, like, on the phone.
Yeah, you want that shit in person.
The texting for me is just to set up the date. You do all the conversations in person.
That's what I'm saying, son.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, has it crossed your mind that any of these might be dudes?
I think I do a pretty good job at knowing which ones are dudes.
Yeah,
and this one.
I mean, what it say?
I'm saying that they look like dudes. I'm saying like, is a dude in the back, like, you know, using somebody else's shit. You know,
like a catfish.
Yeah, like a catfish. Well, like you're gonna pull up and like
this has a verified signal right next to.
Okay. So it means they checked.
Yeah.
Type shit. Checked. Okay. Cool.
Like that's
checked.
Because with these dating sites checked. And all that always came to my mind. Like, what if you pull up to the date and it's just a fucking big black dude?
Yeah. So. I was just chatting her up. I was letting her know that, you know, it's spooky season, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be alone. I love this time of year, but the thing is I'm always alone during this time of year.
Take me through the conversation with this one. You know what I'm saying? What has the conversation been like? What have y'all been talking about? Like, what's her vibes?
Her vibe? I actually don't know too much. I was able to set up the date pretty quickly, actually.
Holy shit.
So faster than I can think of. I started the conversation by her name, because she didn't put her full name in her profile. She just put the letter V. So it was like, looks like you're missing a couple letters there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Nice and funny. Here we go. We're starting off hot. You know, like, trying to make her laugh.
You're missing a couple letters. She's like, yes, about six. And I was like, okay, nice to meet you, Valerie. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She was like, not even close. And I was like, mucho gusto, Vanessa. And then I put like two more, Veronica, Violeta. And she was like, which one was your final answer? And I was like, I'll just call you mine. You know what I'm saying?
This guy. Can we get some fucking likes for
Austin? Can I get some roses?
No, oh, my God. Can we just throw some roses for this romantic?
Can I get some galaxies?
Holy shit. That's so actually like, really good. I like that.
So I was really like, good. I was like, Veronica, final answer. And I was wrong. Her name is Vanessa.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, you know, nice to meet you, Vanessa. What do you do on the weekends? You know, besides jumping to conclusions or whatever. And it's like, I don't jump to conclusions, but I like to run. I like to hang out with friends, family, and, you know, run some little errands. I go to church, too. What about you? And I was like, oh, nice, you know. I was like, take me on a run, please, because I need to get rid of all this fat.
Oh, no, brother. What are we saying right now?
Relax,
no, what are we
relax.
Saying,
relax,
brother?
Relax,
the self-sabotage is crazy.
I was like, take me on a run. It's okay. She didn't, you know, take it that way. I was like, I let her know that I go to the gym regularly. You know, weekends I try to go on hikes, and I love to see waterfalls. And she was like, oh, okay, sounds fun. And that's when I told her about the spooky season. Like, you know, it's here. I would like to, you know, take you out sometime or whatever. And she's like, right? Like, that's my favorite time of year as well. And I was like, yes. I was like, so let's stop messing around here. Go ahead and slide me your number. And she gave me the number right here.
Ooh-hoo.
And then just switched it over to iMessage. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I like the fact that this is going nice and smooth and fast, bro. She's not playing hard to guess. She's not playing no games. Like, she's fully immersed into like the experience that is Austin Cuenca Reyna.
Right. So I just switched it over to iMessage, and I was just like, right here, this is where, you stepping on my cable. Yanking me down like this. But I was just asking her where she lives. I'm trying to figure out like the type of area where I should take her, like nearby or whatever. She said she lives in South Atlanta. And I was like, nice, you know, I live in Lawrenceville, Lilburn. And I just asked her when she's free, like, so I can take her out. She's free after 5 on the weekdays, and the weekends are flexible. She's like, maybe I can make some time. I was like, okay, for sure. So I actually tried to make the date today. Today's Saturday the 5th.
Yes.
Right? I was like, I want to take you to the aquarium. And here's the thing, actually. I was actually struggling on where to take a date. So if you guys can give me some suggestions.
What are we saying, chat? First date.
Where can I take someone?
So we talked about this. We talked about this in one of the OG episodes. Where to take dates or where not to. Right.
I don't like to go on
dinners. Don't go to the movies.
I don't the movies, obviously.
Yeah. Movies, no. Do not.
No restaurant, maybe, right?
Restaurant's kind of like, maybe.
It's
like,
it's iffy.
It's like a hit or
miss. It could be a nice little flex if you take her to somewhere nice. A nice little Iron Age would be cool.
I think it's a two-step. Like, Chili's. You take her to like a park or something, and then you go eat.
Go eat, yeah.
Because you know, it's awkward if you just go eat.
That's cool. That's a lot of money. We want to minimize the damage here.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Park is free.
Aquarium is cool.
I said the aquarium because I've actually never been. I told her myself. I was like, you know, I've never been. Let's go.
And the thing is, it's not going to be awkward. Like, y'all have a lot of visual to talk about and shit like that. So y'all could talk and shit. If you're done, like, talking, you know, you'd be like, oh, look at that fat-ass penguin right there. Like, let's talk about him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that penguin is your reflection.
I'm out here wobbling. Yeah, that's how I be watching.
That's a good one, aquarium.
So, yeah, I hit her up on Friday. Today's Saturday. So yesterday I hit her up. I was like, is tomorrow too soon? You know what I'm saying? I want to take you out. And she unfortunately cannot because her best friend's birthday is today.
Okay.
But she said, when else can I, when are you, well, is that the only time you're free? When else are you free? And I was like, how about next Saturday? You know, I have to make sure because it's your birthday. I don't know if you're going to celebrate that Saturday. But he told me he's not doing nothing right now. So I was like, okay. So I just said, I can do this next Saturday, October 12th, around 2? And she, I'm waiting for a response from her.
Okay, cool. Okay. So, now take us through the other two. Since this is the top of the top
I was going to say something else right here. Like, I like when they like say they can't go, but they try to work with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
because if they don't try to say like work with you in the schedule, then that I feel like they're not interested.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
True. And she seems like she's like with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's not playing no games. Like, so this is for me. This is the lead.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the one that's leading right now. All right. The next one. I'm not going to lie. I like this one. Like in terms of the way how I played around it. Okay. Once again.
Better than the other one?
Like, the Riz, I would say.
Okay, the Riz was going. Okay, this man was on 1,000, bro. Okay. Shit, son.
But, like, this is kind of like the same thing as the other one.
This guy is crazy. He's just casually hitting the smelling sauce. We're going to get some other ones. You're going to hit that shit for real.
Yeah.
Okay. The same thing, like, what happened with Vanessa with the name. It's only an A. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, just put it.
Right? Let me show you.
Ashley?
They're hiding.
I'll let you know. So, look. That's what she looks.
Okay, so she is Hispanic as well, I'm assuming, right?
I forgot to read the stats. How old is she? I
think 24.
Okay, so here we go. 24, she's 5'4". Right. She's like a lighter skin, like Hispanic.
Lawrenceville.
Live in the same area. Big W for you, brother.
She has a dog.
She likes dogs. Okay, that's what I'm saying. She drinks. It looks like...
She has a tattoo.
She likes like the 90 Day Fiancé and... Okay, that's cool. So those are cool because, like, you know, she's like
my greatest fun for strength, you. Jumping to conclusions.
That's funny. So that's the
funny.
Thing
I like that. That was funny.
That's the thing that we were talking about the last
Which one is she? The top one?
No, I think she's
the bottom one.
The bottom one.
Yeah, the smaller one.
Okay. She has a good like range of like pictures here of like different kinds of aspects of her life. So that shows like that.
Okay, so yeah, let me take you through the conversation.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so I first start off with something I noticed in her pictures. I was like, whose dogs are gripping on that table? Let me show you the picture. There's her friend right next to him gripping.
You
can see that,
okay,
right?
Okay, we can probably show the chat.
I was like, whose dog? All
right, chat, look at this. He should be taking me out, bro.
Oh, who's that?
All right, so look at this.
I know it's a dude.
We got the picture in question right here, right? So I'm assuming she's this one right here where my thumb is. And then the dogs are right here gripping that table. So I'm holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
All right.
So I was like, whose dogs are gripping on that table? And she's like, yo, Lamel, for real, didn't think anyone would notice. It's my friend. I was like, low. She was like, low. I was like, tell your friend to have some decency, please. And I said the same thing like with the other girl. I was like, now it seems your name is missing some letters. And she's like, it sure is. I'll let you guess. And I was like, how many letters? And she's like, I feel like that might give it away. I was like, very nice to meet you, Anna, because it's short.
Yeah,
I knew it.
I was literally going to say that.
And she's like, Lamel, close, but no. And I was like, my fault. Amy. And she was like, oof, there we go. Got it.
Oh, second contestant. We got Miss Amy.
So I was like, here's where the Riz comes. Look, me personally, I'm not a big pickup line guy, but I just recently learned this pickup line, and I like it.
All right, hit us with it, son.
So after that, I was like, after I guessed her name, I was like, I bet I can guess your birthday too. You ready? October 10th. And she was like, incorrect. I like the confidence though. Why October 10th? And I was like, you sure? I swear you're a 10 out of 10.
Oh, okay. 10 out of 10. That's what I'm saying. He needs some roses in the chat for that one, too.
That was good.
She'll let me know, okay, you got me there, lol. That was funny. And I was like, I'm glad. And I said the same thing here. I was like, you know, spooky season is here. We got to do some spooktivities. And then she asked me, and then this is where we kind of, I think she was down because she asked me where I live. And I was like, and you? And she was like, around where? She said she lives near, and okay. I told her I live near. So okay, not that far.
Okay. Like, yeah, we might bleep that out, but yeah.
I'm kind of saying too much. She and I was like, okay, we should set something up. You know what I'm saying? Let me get your number. And then she gave me the number, and I haven't texted her because I was kind of focused on the one that's leading. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, before that, my boy Lalo just sent a fucking gift in the chat. Shout out to my boy Lalo. He said, let him cook.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, so like I said, I got the number, and I haven't hit her up just because I was kind of focused on the other one. It's kind of hard to balance.
That's what I'm saying. So do not put all your eggs in one basket, brother.
Right.
You have a golden opportunity. You're the bachelor, brother. You're supposed to diversify everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, but that's cool. How are you liking this one, though? Like, what you like about her?
Just the look. She looks very pretty. She looks like she's down to earth. I'm kind of iffy because she looks like she was, like, her lifestyle. It used to be like, it looks like a party vibes,
Moondogs girl. Yeah, I got that vibe as well.
And I was like, that's why she's second. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of iffy. But she looks cute. You know what I'm saying? She seems cool. And, you know, who knows? She could be the one. Am I right?
Wait, are you going on a date with her?
I'm gonna set up.
Dude, imagine line up all the dates in one day, bro.
Bro.
Specific hours?
Yeah, bro.
That's funny.
Same area.
Now, this one's in last place just because we barely started talking. So I just know there's nothing much going on here.
Okay.
I think she's pretty. You know what I'm saying? This is finally someone with a name here. Her name is Rebecca. Here we go. Boom.
Here we go.
Let's take a look at that.
We got Miss Rebecca. How old is she? Go down. 24, 5'3", right in your little like range right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, this is what she's looking for. On her thing, she says, I am looking for princess treatment. I want flowers, romance, gentleness, cute surprises, a soft touch. I need, in all caps, you to be obsessed with me. And I promise it'll be reciprocated. Okay,
should
here we go.
That's his name? I'm just kidding.
She wants the bear.
This is
my girl?
This is what she tells me all the time, yeah.
She wants the bear.
So, okay, listen. Okay.
Your live is...
Yeah, I know.
Not liven.
Here we go.
Can I see this?
So, here we go, brother.
You claim
this is the bare minimum. And now, while it might be.
You saw the other pictures?
I actually did not.
We haven't seen.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We haven't seen it.
I thought you guys were done.
Look at her stats.
Yeah, we got the stats. Okay. She doesn't live too far from you.
She's a real estate.
Okay. So, here we go. We have a curly haired woman, Latina, again, fair skin, light skin. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Together,
we could go to the gym and invest in our bodies together. Okay, please, I need someone to help me re-rack my weights.
Hold on, that's your
turn off. That's the middle one. Okay, go ahead. That's fine. Okay, oh, she's on her cowboy stuff, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you prepared for that?
Of course.
Okay. She likes Rauw Alejandro, so she's into the reggaeton vibes. Her diversity, again, looks... like, she's into a bunch of different kind of things. So that's like a positive for you as well. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yes.
You can also diversify. Because I feel like you're not very diversified yourself.
Really? What do you mean by that? What?
I'm on gym one and thing, chill or? Is what you're on. That's it.
Gym and chill.
I put it in work, baby. There's a game.
I had a question. When you were doing this, are you looking for like specific race? Or?
But the thing is, I was actually off camera. I was showing Anthony how it works. So I had no filters on it, and I was just getting, like, the least attractive people. Like, I was just pressing, like, left, swiping left the whole time. So I actually found the filters so I can get more of the girls that I want to go for. And it's only Latinas. Like, you, I just
so,
put
so
only
you're
Latinas.
So you're saying Latinas are the best?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Lalo. Gifted us a hat and a mustache, dude. I really appreciate the fucking
appreciate it, bro. I'll see you later. It's his daughter's birthday today. They're celebrating today.
So what about her do you like? You know what I'm saying?
It's her eyes. Like, her eyes. She has colored eyes. They're different. And I was like, yo, where you from, twin? Like, there's no way you Hispanic. And she is. She is from Mexico and from Honduras.
Oh, okay.
Like, let me see. Her dad is from Honduras and her mom is Mexican.
Okay, so have you already messaged her? Take a step by step, play by play. What's it looking like?
She was like, I like your fade glasses. Yeah, I told you, Anthony. Oh. The fade is the way. The fade glasses. They're a hit.
And I saw on her profile, she likes Raul Alejandro. So she's into that kind of vibe, reggaeton vibe, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, yeah, I like your face. Very cute, you know what I'm saying? And I just told a little bit about me, you know, during the week. I'm a cable tech, and I go to the gym on the weekends. The same thing. I go waterfall, hikes, gym. And I was like, okay, what about you? She's like, that's cool. I work in real estate, so I don't have to be in the office all the time. During the week, I pretty much just work, go to the gym, relax at home. On the weekends, I like to go out with friends and eat at new places, anything with good music and fun vibes. And that's when I asked her about her eyes. I was like, yo, are they real? Because, yeah, damn, why? And I was like, well, my fault. I got a little distracted. But we have a lot of things in common. I think we would go well together. You know what I'm saying? She's like, thank you. Yes, they're real. Shout out to my mom. And she says she's jealous of my eyebrows. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? They natural, by the way. I don't get my eyebrows done. Is my barber always asked me, you want me to do your eyebrows? No, sir. They are natural. I love how they look. And I was like, what can I say? I am blessed. And that's when I told her she looks exotic because of the eyes. That's when I asked her about her, you know, her background. That's what she told me. Her mom's from Mexico and her dad's from Honduras. And then I just told her the same thing about me, that both my parents are Mexican, but, you know, I'm whitewashed. I was born here or whatever.
Okay, is this the one that says she needs to be like you need to be obsessed with her? Is that the one?
That's
it. Okay. So, brother, how prepared are you to, like, provide that? Now, to you, it may seem like the bare minimum. Trust me, this is a high-maintenance woman. High maintenance woman.
You think it's high maintenance?
Yes, it is. Based on how she was saying that, she said, and it says need in all capitalized.
I'm peeping.
High maintenance, brother. So, bro. So I'm telling you, I have a high maintenance woman as well.
So if I actually really do like her, it'll be very easy. Because me personally, I get very easily attached, I would say.
Yes,
so
I know.
okay.
Right.
That's enough of your jokes.
You're a lover, you know what I'm saying? So you like to provide that kind of shit.
Yeah, so I'm very attached. So I'm very, like, I pay attention to little details, you know what I'm saying? When her little period might be coming around. Bro, so, you know what I'm saying?
Get
shit
a nice
like that.
Little chocolate. Yeah, you know get a little chocolate. So,
lately I've been having to, like stop myself from becoming too attached. That way I don't hurt myself. You know what I'm saying? So I think it would be easy for me to, you know, show her that love, give her all of the shit.
Yeah, because the thing is, once she gets like a taste of that, right? Because it's really easy to do that, like, at the beginning stages of the relationship, you know what I'm saying? Because you constantly want to see each other, you know? You guys haven't seen each other in so long. Lover boy Austin, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Lover boy.
It's very easy to do that, you know? You're in the honeymoon phase, you feel like on 1,000, you want to see this person every fucking day, you know what I'm saying? You're giving them all, you're spending whatever money, because that shit don't even matter to you.
Right.
But there comes a time where it starts to slow down a little bit. You come to reality. You kind of come down off your high
after
horse.
After the honeymoon.
After the honeymoon phase, you come into the reality.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. She's already used to that. She's already accustomed to that. There's no going back from that, brother. So now your pockets hurt by now. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep hurting, brother.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be a very expensive woman, very expensive taste. Okay. She says she needs that. She needs flowers. She needs attention. She needs. So your free time. It's gonna be gone, brother.
Footy. I get that.
Gone.
Yeah.
No gym.
You go to the gym with her.
Gym.
So the thing is, like, all those things that you would normally do, you'd have to include her in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you don't, there could come with some serious consequences, brother. You might hear it. Like, why don't you spend enough time with me? Even though you think you're spending 23 hours with her, she's gonna hit you with the, why aren't you spending enough time with me? I want 24. Mm-hmm. I want 25, if anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what comes with a high maintenance woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was going to say, I've never been past the honeymoon stage.
Yes. You
know what I'm saying? So I don't know what it's like on that other side.
Here we go, brother. This is where we come in, brother. Yeah. The come down stage in a relationship is one where it'll either make you or break you, brother. You gotta find like a nice little...
A balance.
Sure. Yeah. A nice little middle ground almost. Mm-hmm. Reality with also keeping up like, you know, your dues, your basics. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like still being there for her, still being like a good... you know, boyfriend or whatever, giving a little bit of effort, you know, don't let that drop off either. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. if you gave her flowers, it doesn't have to be as constant, but you know, you can still do it here once in a while. You still do some affirmations and shit like that. No more gym with me, for real. She's going to be in the recording room while y'all record and go live. Exactly. Oh, here we go. You ready for this one?
So?
The shit that you used to say on the podcast might change as well.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that happened to me.
Yeah, for real. That happened to me.
I've been working on that. Yeah, I've been working on what I say because the things I used to say, I just used to like let it rip,
bro.
Right?
Diarrhea.
But now I take into account who's around me. And like, I can joke. I can say anything with you guys. I don't give a fuck, right? But if there's like girls around, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of girls might have gotten like the ick from me just from like the...
I kept telling him this.
Like the inappropriate things I be saying. But it's just the thing about that. Like it just makes me laugh. Like I like to make myself laugh. Mm. And I find that little darkish, you know, sketchy humor funny to me.
You can find like a good balance with that as well.
So I try not to... I try to keep the dad jokes with them type shit.
Yeah. So like that kind of stuff. Yeah. When you come down from that honeymoon stage, like... you got to make sure that you can, like, taper them off and start, like, you know, now you can start having some time to yourself, like, your own hobbies and shit. Because, like, let me tell you something. When you're in that honeymoon stage, your hobbies go out the window because you want to spend time with them. Like, you want to. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's forcing you. You're like, hell yeah. What are you doing right after work? Okay, we're going to hang out to like, 10 p.m. And then we're doing the same thing again for the next 3 months.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then you got to taper off. Like, slowly, like, start making time for yourself. Do not ever lose that time to yourself, brother.
Okay.
Because then you will lose yourself.
That's
a gym.
Knowing right that you want your own time in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So she kind of has an
your
idea.
Your own hobbies, bro. Like, the gym, anything that you're interested in. Watching soccer. It could be as simple as watching soccer, watching TikTok, watching YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know, like, stuff like that you don't ever take into account. Right. Going to eat with your friends, talking with your friends, texting with your friends, like that kind of shit. You don't ever know, brother.
Right.
So with high maintenance women, this is the things that you got to think about. Like, am I prepared for this? But it could also be the most rewarding thing. With high maintenance women, the brighter side with them is that they're very loving. They're loving unconditional. They're usually very loyal. You know what I'm saying? Because if you keep up that good maintenance, if you keep up that good pressure on them, that energy,
good behavior,
they're going to be good for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not ever going to, you don't ever got to question their loyalty and shit like that.
I was gonna ask. You guys said after the honeymoon stage, like it kind of slows down, right, or whatever. I was gonna ask how you keep the spark. How do you spice things up when things are kind of getting down?
I mean, you do the same thing. Like you have to talk to her, like ask her, like, what do you want from me? Like, oh, like what do you like? You know.
Well, because most girls are will be like, I shouldn't have to tell you what I want.
Okay,
you should already know. You know what I'm saying?
So, but what I would say is that you start blending in real life shit with like lovey shit.
Yeah,
so I'll be like, what are your future plans? Like, what do you want to do? Like, job wise, what do you want to get a house? Like, you know, you start talking about that kind of stuff. And then like the spark comes in like helping her achieve her goals.
Oh, okay.
You know, how like she helps you achieve your goals. Like with the podcast, hey, like, oh, I want to take this podcast to the next level. She'll throw you some ideas and shit like that. That could be your new love language and shit like that. You know, it transforms into something else. Instead of like dates, instead of like, you know, spending all the time together, it becomes like helping each other. It becomes like doing stuff together, like grocery shopping, like that kind of stuff. So it just transforms into something else. It doesn't really slow down. Slow down is like a different kind of word. It just like shifts.
But keep in mind the little things like flowers, you do have to give her flowers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Stuff like that, you do have to do it still.
And be cute, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Write some letters, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm good at writing letters, yeah.
Yeah, so wisdom. Yeah, I feel like you crave that. I feel like you're a lover boy, so you like that. And then she'll do the same for you, bro. It's like a great feeling, like, you know.
Praying, crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
Would you say you're a high maintenance man?
Fuck no. I'm the most low maintenance person.
Nonchalant? Is that what we're
walking green flag?
Me neither.
I'm the most low maintenance person. I like being low maintenance. Yeah. I don't like giving problems.
I don't like gifts or anything.
Me too.
Like, I don't want anything.
Like literally. For my birthday, I was like, bro, I tell her exactly what to get me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't expect like some big surprise. I don't expect nothing. I want this. call it a day. We can maybe go out to eat.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't want like a thing. I'm very low maintenance. Like, I like my Call of Duty, my UFC.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking
I feel like being a hype maintenance man, like, it kind of causes you to be, to not do that hype maintenance things for a woman, you know?
Kind of sometimes. Are you saying because, like, you expect it more towards yourself? Like, you're more worried about them doing it to you? Or how, what do you mean?
No, like, since I'm a low maintenance man, like, it's kind of hard for me sometimes, you know, to do that for them. Like,
oh,
to
be a
hype
maintenance for them.
Because I'm so used to not getting anything 100%.
To me, you know? And I feel like, oh, dude, I fucking feel you to, like, the fucking ball sacks, bro. Okay. I know exactly what he's saying. Since I'm low maintenance and I'm fine right now, I'm super happy. I assume that she's super happy right now. But that's not the case.
That's the problem there.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's our toxic trait, is that we project what we're wanting almost. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like, so that's why usually like we don't even bring up like any problems or issues because we can't be asked to like argue or anything like that. I want to just be chilling.
Exactly.
I want to chill. That usually comes from the woman. Mm-hmm. But it'll come from the woman because we're probably not doing our part. We're probably not like, you know, giving them any attention and shit just because we want to be chilling, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy that you bring that up. I completely feel that shit.
And it's easy for the woman because, like, obviously they don't have to do nothing for us. Like,
yeah. We still love them unconditionally. We still like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the. I actually need some ideas here.
Okay.
What's the best date y'all been on with your girl? With your significant other?
I think for me, instantly, it was fun. It was so fun. KYR's. KYR's God? Does.
Go KYR's. K1 Speed.
That was fun.
Really?
Okay. It was so fun. Like, we were just hitting each other. It was in the beginning of the relationship. So, we were just like, I tried to, like, knock her, like, turn her over. It was so much fun, you know?
Okay.
And we just talked about it, like, after. It was so fun for me.
Nice. For me, I took Jackie on a hike. So, there's, like, it's, like, a cool, like, little hike where they take, like, dogs and shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's, like, nice shallow water so the dogs, like, run on the water and stuff. And, like, a bunch of people take their dogs there. And there's, like, also, like, just a normal hike there. And I like that. I like doing, like, outdoorsy shit.
Right.
You can, like, talk. You could, like, work out. So you just chill.
Do you guys think a hike is a good place to go? I don't... Because I heard it's not, like, in the beginning. Like, when you're barely, like... They're still like a stranger to you, basically.
Yeah, because you don't... Okay, listen, bro.
You kind of don't want to scare her.
Yeah.
If I was a woman, I'd be kind of like scared to go on a hike.
To breathe too much, like... You can hear your fucking wheezing that you haven't taken your fucking asthma and shit like that. Yeah, you definitely like wouldn't want to put her... Because she doesn't want to be embarrassed either. She always... I feel like when you first start dating a woman, they act all like proper, all like sweet. Like they don't sweat. They don't shit. Like, you know, that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't stink. So, like, you don't want to put her in that position where, like, she feels like, fuck, I'm sweating too much. Fuck, like, you know,
especially in the heat.
Nice and chill, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah, thankfully, fall's coming.
Right.
So, carve some pumpkins, paint some pumpkins.
Like, a fair would be cool,
too. A fair? Which fair is open right now?
I don't know.
It's not the Gwinnett one. I think that one's closed.
Yeah, we're Yeah.
It's like the one in Marietta, maybe.
Pumpkin the Beaufort Corn Maze, brother.
Yeah,
Beaufort Corn Maze.
Classic, brother. You can't go wrong with that.
Who's got pen and paper, bro? I need to write this down.
Dude, Beaufort Corn Maze. Have you ever
been? Beaufort Corn Maze. Okay, I think I'm going to go to that one.
I wouldn't go on a hike with someone I met from a dating app. It's giving serial killer. That's true, bro.
That's what I was kind of going with, yeah. But
Beaufort Corn Maze is definitely a good one. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could, like, it's very interactive. It's very activity vibes. Like, that. You want that shit. And winter's coming. Snuggle season, brother.
Yeah, winter's coming.
So the thing is that you don't have to do much effort. You could go skating, but then you could also, like, be nice and close. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about being sweaty and smelly. Like, you know, like
the Avalon.
You're at a perfect time right now.
The Avalon has skating.
Yeah, you
can do that too.
Okay. And it's crazy. I lived here for 3 years and I haven't even gone there.
You never gone there?
No, I haven't.
I've gone there, like, twice. It's so much fun.
I've been trying to, like, work up the courage to go to a haunted house. I'm not a...
What a bitch. Okay, here we go. N85 sponsored... what's it called? What's that shit called? Netherworld.
Netherworld.
Bruh, here we go.
No way.
3 weeks from now, we will be going...
3 weeks is
crazy. N85. Gio's invited as well. We're gonna pull up... Oh, but we're with the... Boys night out type shit. You have enough time to make a spooky basket for a girl, so let's hope that day goes good.
Right.
Spooky basket. Make three separate spooky baskets.
I gotta make one. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay, yeah, me too. Fuck.
I forgot about that. Thank you. Appreciate it. Who was that? Thank you.
Well, what do you guys... I always struggle with this, bro. What do y'all put inside of spooky baskets?
Okay.
Like, I put...
From someone that hasn't made one, go ahead, brother.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put in treats. you know, I'll put in some candy, some chips, a blanket, maybe. I think I've seen like those date books. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. There's like a 50 date book where you just, it's a book and it tells you like where to go, like
on a date.
Right? And it's also like a little spot for you to take a picture and paste it. Like, kind of like scrapbooking, basically. Like, it's like a scrapbook. Something we could do together.
Okay, so that's a little too fast forward for me. That gives like boyfriend-girlfriend vibes.
What does that mean?
Like
beginning? Or what do you mean?
That wouldn't be something that you'd give to somebody that you're dating. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's like once you're official. Okay.
Because they'll be like, oh, shit, you're moving quick, son.
Okay, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep it nice and light. Like, the rest of the
that
shit.
That one turned off again.
All right, leave that one. We're almost done either way. Type shit. What about you? What are you including in there?
It was the middle one.
Like, for in the beginning?
No, it's still on. It was that one.
Okay.
I see it from here.
In the beginning or, like, right now?
Right now.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I want to give her, like, kind of what he was doing, but then I want to go to, like, Bath and Body Works, buy her, like, a kit. I want to get her, like, a Polaroid. Candle? She's been asking for a Polaroid. We take pictures together, you know. Cute stuff like that. A blanket.
Yeah.
I feel like stuffed a blanket's animals. She likes stuffed animals. She has, like, too many of them, but...
We got, like, 30 blankets, brother. I can't be doing that shit no more, right?
I think that's about it. I mean, she likes chocolates, obviously.
Yeah,
flowers.
Flowers.
Last year, I got her a nice little Stanley mug, you know what I'm saying? The girls like them, the little pink ones, you know what I'm saying? I got her a blanket as well. Chocolates, snacks, like their favorite snacks, those always go hard as shit.
Right.
Dude, this is the time where everybody cops all the Ferrero Rochers off the fucking shelves, bro.
Yeah.
Here and Valentine's, bro. Yeah. That's when they fucking, the Ferreros go flying, son. Oh, a candle. Shout out to Millie, bro. Yeah, a candle. I put a candle.
When
I did
said
a candle
bed
as well.
And bath, I was like, a candle.
Yeah, candles.
Sure.
Okay.
Some deodorant.
Some mouthwash. Nah, that's crazy.
Fume is a good one, too.
That's
some
crazy.
Toothpaste.
Nah, that's
some, put
crazy.
Some darts in there. Some cigs. See, I'm the type of guy, when it comes to gifts, I do like funny gifts.
Gag gifts.
I hardly ever do like serious gifts. Unless it's for like maybe like Valentine's and like Christmas.
I think guy gifts are better. It's like more inside joke. It's
funny. Yeah, it's fun. It's funny. Like I'd do some shit like that, like some toothpaste, some deodorant, like that kind of shit. Because it's funny. Crazy. You can laugh about it and then they could also like use it. And it's like effort. They can see the effort.
Yeah, it's sentimental.
Because the thing is, they like the effort. You know what I'm saying? Above everything, like it doesn't really matter what you give them. They
want to be thoughtful, very demure, you know?
Very demure. Shut your ass up, bro. Yeah, they want the thoughtfulness and shit like that. What would you like to receive? When it comes to like gifts and shit like that. Well, what do you think for guys?
You know what?
So this we can provide some wisdom to the women watching right now.
Well, like, is the budget good? Like, what are we talking about budget-wise?
A nice little, like... Okay, wait, what do we say?
Under 100? Basket?
Or under 100, maybe. Like, 100 cologne. To, like, 0 to 100 type shit.
Cologne. But also...
Okay. Nah, that's hard. That's hard, brother.
He wants Versace arrows. Come on, bro.
It's fine.
He wants Aqua de Joe. Dude, somebody gave me that one, bro.
Really?
Yeah, somebody gave me the
Aqua de Joe.
Bro, motherfuckers, bro.
You know, this is kind of an unorthodox gift, but I actually got one. And I got one from my buddy Joe on my birthday. My buddy Joe gave me this on my birthday. He gave me flowers. And I was like, you know, I was like, what's going on here? Like, what is this feeling I'm feeling right now?
And turned felt, on, brother. Like, that's what it is.
No, but yeah, I felt like very warm inside. I was like, well, you know what? It felt kind of nice to have flowers every once in a while. I'm not saying let me get that every time or anything, but I did enjoy some flowers every now and again.
Okay. Before we continue with this one.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, we continue with this and then I got a different one.
Okay.
What would I like? Okay, cologne is a hard one because they might not know which one you like and they might give you a fucking random one that smells like too sweet and it's not really you. Like me, I like a nice little masculine one. You know what I'm saying? Blue Chanel.
I know he doesn't want any cologne. This man,
he got like 30 of them bitches, bro.
Is crazy.
You don't have to buy any cologne. I got my own.
Dude, he got hella. Let's see. A shit that I really like that I'm like invested into. You know what I'm saying? I would like a nice little UFC ticket. You know what I'm saying?
We're saying 0 to 100.
Yeah. Okay. A nice Iron Age dinner. You can never go wrong with taking me to a nice dinner that I love. Like my favorite dinner. You cannot go wrong with that. I don't even need an actual present. Leave me with that. What you saying, bro?
I guess like in terms of like, I've talked about it with my wife. Like why I like working? I like tools.
Aha, so I have, dude. All of us can relate tools,
I've
bro.
I've asked her like.
The Home Depot
card. Or like, yeah, exactly. Bro. Or I like, You know, like
I like that.
It'd be convenient. Like, my car, like, you know, is getting cold, so like I would like to have an electric tire inflator.
So I don't Holy have to shit, that's awesome!
And it's like $30 on Amazon. So
I'll take a haircut as well. Pay for my
my cut.
Don't, yeah. don't cut
no,
my hair.
No, that's the bare minimum. They should be doing
don't
that
cut
shit.
My hair. Don't cut
they
my
want
hair.
Us to pay for their nails, bro. pay for my cut.
Pay for my haircut.
Okay, we got a question from the chat.
Okay.
Top five worst gifts to give to men.
Top five worst gifts to give.
What
to
would y'all hate for your girl to give you?
Rhino pill.
What?
That would be outrageous.
You wouldn't want a rhino pill?
No, because
I'll accept that. Shoddy, you watching? Give me a fucking rhino pill.
It depends, because they'll be like, what if they think like, oh, you're not, you know, you're not lasting long enough. Take this shit right here.
Blue Chew. I like Blue Chew.
I need to try that. Where'd you get that?
I'll subscribe for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I'm dead as shit.
Top five. I'll put that up there.
Fuck. Okay. I think, bro, literally, we just talked about it. Cologne might be on there. Do not, you cannot possibly guess it unless they tell you straight up, like,
ooh, what actually, that cologne I know is. Another one.
Shoes. I was just going to say that.
You don't, and this is not even just for, like, don't buy nobody's shoes. Don't buy anybody's shoes because that is, like, probably like, the worst gift you could do.
It's very personal.
It's very personal.
Like, style.
It's a very, like, very picky thing that only you know what you like. You
I'll take it even a step further, bro. I might even say clothes in general, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go clothes, it better be the most, like, simple generic shit
for me,
like kind of shit, like a nice or this or that. You cannot go wrong with something. You definitely cannot go wrong. But if you start getting into like graphic tees, oversized, like specific shit, bro, don't even try touching none of that, bro. You'll go definitely wrong. I think I've gone wrong so many times on like getting like friends' clothes and shit like that, like shit that don't even fit them or like it's not even their vibe. That kind of shit. What else can we? Can we think of guy gifts? What would you fucking hate for them to give you? A fucking tie. That would suck.
Underwear?
Underwear. Underwear. Women. I mean, not women. What the like, fuck?
I'm picky about underwear.
Me too. Men are very picky with their underwear. A lot of women do not know this, bro. And shout out to my shawty. She's watching, bro. I had that talk with her. Because I like my underwear nice and loose. I wear the boxers. The loose boxers.
Me too. Cotton.
Yeah, could be whatever.
I don't like the plaid
ones.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. Yeah, okay. Nice and loose. But some people like briefs.
I like
the tight ones,
right?
Yeah, the tight ones.
You like the tight ones?
Like the sporty ones.
Yeah.
Those are.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Because they're flexible. I don't like those. They're flexible.
I don't like the loose ones. You like the loose ones?
Yeah, I like the loose ones. What do you like?
I like the just normal.
The briefs.
Briefs, yeah.
That's the middle one.
Okay, it's fine. It's all good. We're about to end this shit either way.
Yeah.
I don't like the briefs just because. They don't let your fucking balls breathe, brother. Mm. Do men like socks? I feel like it's such a generic man gift. Okay.
Nike socks.
Yes. You cannot go wrong with socks.
White and black.
White and black socks only. Do not give me no fucking colorful ass shit, bro. You cannot go wrong with socks because they're under your clothes. So, like, you know, either way, like, you know.
That's true.
And then they're usually all one size fits all.
Do you guys like long socks or short socks?
Okay. Now we're talking. I personally like...
Depends for what occasion.
For me, I like long socks.
I like long socks as well. But I think if you were to give somebody socks, the safer option would probably be short socks. Because short socks, you could wear them like year-round and shit. You could wear them with whatever. Because long socks, like say you're going to wear like, I don't know, some shorts. And you don't want the long sock look. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? So I think
ankle socks.
Yeah, if you're going to go with socks, go with ankle socks. You know what I'm saying?
Nike socks. Yeah, I can't think of any more because we're not too like... picky, you know what I'm saying? I'll take any gift, to be honest with you. As long as you thought about me, that means the world to me.
One good gift that I can actually think about right now, a car wash.
A car wash. Like
a nice detail.
Like they wash your car?
Yeah. Okay. By like Supreme Detail Garage. shout out to my boy fucking El Toro Ramirez.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a nice car wash would be cool. If you can take my car to get washed wherever, it doesn't really matter. I prefer not the car wash, but if it is, it's cool too. You know, that's a nice simple gesture.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
That we like it, that we normally wouldn't do for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So we'll go ahead and end it off here. We have one camera surviving right there, so we're all gonna squeeze in here. Thank you guys for watching, and thank you for everybody in the chat for tuning in again, dude, every single week, bro. We really fucking appreciate it. Make sure you hit that fucking like button. Make sure you subscribe to the channel at N5 Podcast and Spotify. Let's hit this shit one more time, baby.
Ooh.
It's strong.
Hit it.
Yeah, it kind of like marinated. Oh, holy Lord. Shit, bro. And we're fucking out. We're going to go ahead and get out of here with that motherfucking...
Y'all know how we do. Thank you guys again. One more shot. Oh my god, no, please, I can't. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you for the fucking gifts. Oh, nice. Everybody in there. Oh, fuck, I have to. He sent us the confetti gift. Now I have to.
It's off camera. You gotta do it off camera.
Well, we're gonna end the live anyway.
Okay. Happy birthday, Anthony. 25. Unk status.
Unk status.
Happy birthday to me in the chat. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Peace.